Leaner times in the beef business. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Lower prices than expected for beef cattle, plus much higher production costs, are putting the squeeze on producers. Gary Crawford has more.
It looks like the U.S. will produce a bit more beef than expected this year, and producers will get a bit less money for steers as a result, making it even more difficult for folks in the beef business all along the chain to make any money. Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangi says his group has added about 150 million pounds to its beef production forecast this year, taking it to a bit over 26.5 billion pounds, which would be 0.6% above this past year, just a bit more than the previous forecast. Bangi says several things are bumping the production forecast up.
We've seen some increased cow slaughter in the southeast, and that really reflects drought conditions and tight supplies of hay and pasture and so forth. Also, we've seen some increase in dairy cow slaughter.
Adding to the beef supply, subtracting from the steer price forecast.
We've taken that down to $90.15 per hundredweight, which is a decrease of 73 cents from our previous forecast.
And off this past year's record high average of 91.83. Still, up until recently, anything in the 90s would have been considered pretty good, but...
Even with the low 90s, you are still facing these very high grain prices, which are really squeezing your margins.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Chao Shagham says there are few people in the beef cattle business at any level right now who are making much money. Some are losing money first.
The cattle feeders are probably hurting.
As to whether all of this is going to force a real liquidation of the cattle herd, a shrinking of production capacity, Shale Sagam says that may depend on how much good grass is out there available for cattle this summer to help stave off the very high grain prices. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And hopefully the grass will keep growing here. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.